This is Stephen Lando's On The Go web show for June 26th, 2005.
Alright, thumbs up.
Ready, guys?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Hello, and welcome to Stephen Lando's On The Go web show. I'm Steve.
I'm Lando.
And this is, we're going to have some really cool news today. Lots of neat stuff, I guess. And you're listening to music by Peter John Ross. While I'm thinking about it.
Thanks again, Peter John Ross.
Oh, yeah. I love that Peter John Ross. We really need our own music, Lando.
Yeah, well, we're kind of lacking from sources right now, but hey.
Yeah, so if any of you guys out there listening know how to do music or can think of some really cool music for our awesome show, then email us.
We need it back.
We really do. I don't want to plug Peter John Ross every time we do this show. But anyway, how have you been, Lando?
I've been doing good. Played Battlefield 2 a lot this week.
How is that going?
Awesome. Definitely one of the best games of the year.
I want to play.
And it by far blows away Half-Life 2 in regards to, like, system requirements.
The blow away Doom 3?
Oh, dude, yeah.
That's crazy. Everybody thought Doom 3 would never be beat.
No, they got pushed out real quick.
How does it play on your system, like your awesome rig that you have now?
Flawlessly.
No frame skips or anything?
When you first start it up, just for the first, like, literally 5 seconds, it'll skip around as it's loading everything. But after that, smooth as can be.
That's awesome.
Lag's the only thing that gets me.
So if you gave it, like, out of something out of 10, what would you rate it?
Oh, 10, easily.
10?
Yep.
Wow. I want to play. That would be such a cool game. I don't have any money, though.
Still got all the bugs that EA likes to put in their games, but for what it is, it's awesome.
You know, Conquer Live and Reloaded came out.
Yeah.
I want that game so bad.
Played the demo of it. I actually wasn't too impressed, but I've heard the actual game's a lot better.
Yeah, what I heard was, like, the multiplayer wasn't so good, but the actual single-player game is still just awesome, just like it was on the 64.
Good.
Except
I hope so.
The graphics are so much better.
Yeah, they are. The graphics were amazing.
Yeah, and rather than trying to do it on a 64 emulator on my Xbox, I can actually just go get the game and play it. I never did get that emulator to work.
Yeah, at all?
No. I mean, I got GoldenEye to work somewhat, but not really very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, dude, the NES emulator rules on that thing.
Yeah, it does.
It's
saw
so
that.
Cool. I'm playing, like, Super Mario 2 and stuff. I'm like, yes!
Yeah, that works.
Speaking of Super Mario, the Rise of the Mushroom Kingdom 4 came out.
Oh, how is it?
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. So, if any of you guys want to see it, go to videogamedc.com.
Yeah, and you first can download three. It there. First three were absolutely hilarious.
Oh, they were great. And this one just, it's perfect. I loved it. It was great.
Good, good. Yeah, I'll have to check that out in a little while.
Yeah, so that one's awesome. But, that's yeah, it's good.
Very good.
Yeah. Just a few announcements before we really get into the news. We launched some forums. So, if you're listening and you like forums, go sign up at our forums. And get to them from our website, stephenlando.blogspot.com.
Or you can get to it at snlforum.myfreebb.com.
Yep, that was that. MyFreeBB is a great place. I didn't even know you could do that. Like, I'm sitting here trying to load up a PHP message board on, like, some free web server I got, and I was like, screw this, it's not working.
Yeah,
and
this is definitely.
Then finally, I was like, man, I know that there's somewhere else I can do this. So I went and found MyFreeBB, and I was like, yes, PHP boards. So I, you know,
this is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, so if you need a message board, and you know, come sign up because we'll talk if anybody else does. But right now, I have nothing to post on there about because I know I'm not going to get a response.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, you can get there from our website or from snlforum.myfreebb.com.
Go there.
Yeah, I called it SNL Forums, and I was like, you know, they might think it's like Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, that first time I saw that, I was like, oh, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, so if anybody shows up on accident, they'll get a nice surprise.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny, because, you know, SNL, I don't know. Does Saturday Night Live have that trademarked, or can we use that?
I don't think so.
I hope not.
I would suck if they decided to trademark three letters.
Yeah, I know. Then nobody could use them.
Yeah.
We'd have to use that little other and symbol. Not just the N, but another and.
That'd be too lame.
That'd be stupid. Can you even put that in a URL?
No. Well, oh, okay. Yeah, I think. Oh. Yeah, you can.
Oh, wow. How about that?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, anyway. You know what I watched yesterday, Lando?
What?
I watched 30 Days. Have you ever heard of that? It's on FX. It's by the guy who did Super Size Me.
Oh, okay.
It's an awesome show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah, and I watched it yesterday. I had it TiVo'd from a couple weeks ago, and they did... It's like they go 30 days doing something. They test out something. And this 30 days, they were trying to live on minimum wage for 30 days. It was awesome. It was so eye-opening.
Like, how did it turn out?
Oh, they had such a hard time. Like, both of them got sick at one point. Him and his fiance did this. And both of them got sick at one point. She got, like, a urinary tract infection, and he hurt his wrist doing landscaping. So, like, they had to go to the hospital. And his fiance's bill for just walking into the hospital and getting an appointment ended up being $400.
Holy crap.
For just walking in and getting an appointment. And you know what? His was $500.
That's ridiculous.
For just walking in. So, I mean, it was just... it's crazy.
Further proof that you cannot live off minimum wage.
Yeah, you can't. You just can't do it. And, the only thing he ended up getting after for his stuff was, like, his wrist was hurt, so he got an x-ray and he got an ACE bandage. And they charged him $40 for medical supplies. Jeez. $40 for an ACE bandage.
That's ridiculous.
That's what's wrong in this country, man.
What city was that in, do you know?
Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, there you go.
It was really cool, though, because you know he's from Beckley, right? Beckley, West Virginia, where we're from. And he had, like, a West Virginia shirt on at one point, and I was like, heck yeah. And then he's, like, two kids came up to live with him for a couple days so they could feel how it was like to have kids on minimum wage. And the girl was from Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because she wore a Woodrow Wilson swimming shirt. And I was like, I know where that is.
That's cool.
Yeah, and he worked, like, he got a job, he got two jobs, and one of his jobs he worked 11 hours, he made $44.
Jeez.
That's less than minimum wage. I think they were paying him $7 an hour.
That 11 hours and only made $44?
$44.
Ah.
He did that for 30 days. It was, like, tough work, too. It was, like, landscaping job.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so it was crazy, but, you know, it's like people that do that every single day, though.
Yeah.
I thought that was crazy that he just went and did it. And, you know, it's a show. I think it comes on every Wednesday at 10 or something on FX.
Okay.
Yeah, so you should check it out. It's really good.
Yeah, I think
if
I will.
If you like Super Size Me, you'll like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, on to the news anyway, I guess, for this week.
Yeah.
What's the first thing we got, Lando?
First look at Apple's Intel Mac.
Oh, wow.
And it just looks like a normal computer.
I know, it really does. Like, the motherboard and everything looks just the same as any regular old PC.
Yeah, processor looks just basically the same. All your normal AGP PCI slots. I mean, it's a normal computer.
It's really cool, and they totally ran Windows XP on it natively.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
So how did it run? I didn't get down to that far, but...
I think it ran fine. It's just they were using a 30-inch Cinema display.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why it showed, like, a tiny screen.
Yeah, 23-inch. And they managed to get the screen up to 1600 by 1200, but they couldn't get it to take up the entire screen of the 23-inch display.
Huh, okay.
But I think they could easily get drivers that would allow something like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, I mean, I'm not really sure, but running natively, they couldn't get it to do that. But that's really cool, because, you know, if you can get a Mac, like, if you can afford a Mac, then you'll be able to run Windows, Linux, and Mac all on one machine.
Yeah.
That sounds so good.
That's I can't wait to do that.
Oh, wow. So, if, you know, if we can ever get a chance to afford a Mac, Intel Mac, then that'd be cool. A MacTel, as they say.
That one day I will have that running.
I know, I want one. Speaking of dual booting and Linux and stuff, I finally got Gen 2 running.
Oh, how's that going?
Oh, it's nice. I finally got the desktop environment going. Like, I'm using KDE. And
very
like, okay,
good.
For those of you who don't know, I'm trying to get Gen 2 Linux running, which is basically a minimal Linux system that you pretty much have to compile your own kernel and all kinds of stuff. And I got it to work. And I was sitting here using it today, and I was all excited because it was really complicated. I had to download, I think since I didn't have the packages CD, there's a simple way to do it. You can get the packages CD and you can install generic packages and stuff, but I wanted to run it specifically for my hardware and, you know, my processor, all that good stuff. So I went and they have this thing called Portage. Portage is like their I guess hardware installation or software installation program, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it lets you use this little command called emerge. And if you type in emerge and then whatever file you want, it downloads it or takes it from wherever it can get it and compiles it and puts it in your system for you. So I typed in Emerge KDE, because I want a KDE, you know? And then, like, I didn't know that I started off a 24-hour chain of compiling stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, holy crap, because it said we're doing one of 90 things. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get fair access policy and everything. But it ended up taking so long to compile it after it would download something that it never gave me a fair access policy breach or whatever.
Huh.
Oh, man, but it's great. It took a little bit of tweaking and everything, but right now I've got it running, and it's running great. Fast.
Yeah, that's good.
Very nice.
Very good.
Yeah, so I'm very proud of myself, because I've never worked with Linux so like that. I've never compiled my own kernel and done all that stuff, and I was really excited.
Does web browsing load at all? Because the past few times I've installed Linux, it's been ridiculously slow.
Oh, it's slow. It's really slow. I know there's ways to tweak it and make it better, but I don't know them right now.
I tried all those in my past installations, but they did not do anything.
Yeah, this one still runs slow. I'm using Conqueror right now, but I plan on downloading Firefox. I don't know if that'll speed it up at all, but we'll try.
Probably not, because Conqueror is basically exact same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm working on it. And anyway, in other news, what do we have? Oh, Bram Cohen, the inventor of BitTorrent, has finally commented on Avalanche, Microsoft's BitTorrent challenger.
Yeah, sounds like he was ripping at a new one, too.
Oh, yeah, he was. He was. He totally was. He just called it vaporware. He's like, there isn't even a fleshed-out network protocol. The experiments they've done are simulations. So apparently he's saying that they haven't even really done any testing.
They pretty much just said this is what it could do, and this is what it probably will do.
Yeah, you know, and that's what we all thought to begin with. We thought, well, you know, if BitTorrent already clogs the pipelines, how is Avalanche going to let it go any faster?
Yeah.
You know, and I was thinking that this could very well be like some kind of bait for pirates, you know, considering it's run by Microsoft.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Very well.
I mean, I was just thinking that.
Very well could be.
Because, you know, if you're using Avalanche done by Microsoft to download, you know, movies... Yeah, I'm thinking that just doesn't sound right, using Microsoft stuff to download movies.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, stick to open source and BitTorrent and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I don't know why they even bother.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd stay far away from Avalanche.
Yeah, BitTorrent is just by far better.
Yeah, I mean, I keep wanting to call Avalanche Avalanche because of
the Xbox.
Every single time.
That's what I thought it was at first, Avalanche.
Yeah, every time I read it, I'm like, Avalanche.
Yeah.
Jeez. I don't use Avalanche anymore. I use Evolution X now.
Why?
Because Avalanche, I don't know. I honestly don't know, Lando.
No.
I wanted something different for a little while, so I moved to Evolution X.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, either way.
Yeah. Anyway, what else we got on the list, Lando?
Let's see. Hold on. Oh, Jack Kilby.
Oh, yes.
Inventor of the integrated circuit died.
I'm so sad about that, you know?
Totally revolutionized the world as you know it.
I know. We would not be sitting here doing this podcast.
No, we wouldn't.
Without Jack Kilby. We wouldn't, you know, nobody could use a calculator if it wasn't for Jack Kilby.
Or at least... If he didn't invent it, it would have been probably years on down the road.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, you just think, it's just this guy who couldn't go on vacation was just tinkering in a lab thinking, I'll make something.
Yeah.
He made an integrated circuit. He made something that just changed the world. I mean, there's like 20 things in my room right now that use an integrated circuit.
There's
his technology.
Oh, yeah. Your remote, just everything.
Every single thing in here. The phone I'm talking to you on. The computers I'm sitting next to.
The microphone I'm talking through.
Yeah, every single thing. And it's just, it's like, wow. You know, you can only hope to invent something that changed the world like that.
Most people never will.
Nah, I mean, it's amazing, really.
Yeah, it is.
And a lot of people are saying it's the most significant invention in history.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah, so, Jack Kilby, we love you, man. Wherever you are.
Yeah. Thank you, Jack Kilby.
Alrighty. What else do we have on here? Oh, this is fun. This is really fun. There's a new website, but they are now allowing you to make your own Chuck Taylors.
Oh, yeah.
Your very own personalized Chuck Taylor Converses. I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, check that out. And go, that was pretty interesting.
It really is. I was playing with it earlier, and so, Patty, this is for you. You can make your own mismatched shoes.
Oh, don't tell them that.
To go along with your plaid pants and everything. Patrick is one of our good friends to other people who are listening.
Yeah, just all you need to know about him is that he's very uncoordinated when it comes to everything.
We love you, Patrick. But yeah, you can now make your own Converse shoes. And they have some really cool designs. They've got like flames and like Hawaiian flowers and stuff.
Yeah.
And you customize everything. You even customize like the thread, the color of the thread, the tongue, both sides of the shoe, the little all-star thing on the very heel of the shoe.
Yeah.
The rubber part that goes around it. You customize every single thing. It's great.
Put your own pair together in 3 to 4 weeks, they'll have it shipped to you.
Yeah, so if you guys have ever wanted your own Chucks and are tired of drawing on them with a marker, then this is a very good approach. So, yeah. Converse.com, man, you can do it there. Design your own Chucks. It's great.
Or if you're like Steven and Patrick, you'll just write all over them. But hey, either way it works.
You know, whatever. I just cover mine in dirt. I feel like they look better when they're dirty, to be honest.
And then Patrick will just write swear words all over his.
Hey, well, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go, Patty.
That's cool. That's cool with me. What else do we have on the list? Oh, this is really cool. Canopix, I think is the way it's pronounced. Canopix MAME is a bootable arcade that you can download.
What all's on that? Do you know?
Nothing. It's just an arcade. It's capable of running ROMs.
Okay.
You know, ROMs is what the games are called. And it's basically just a Canopix distribution, but it only runs these ROMs. So it doesn't come with any of them, but it will boot into it. It'll boot into the whole arcade thingy. That's such an industry term, you know? and then you download the ROMs yourself. And they said on the website that you can easily rebuild the .iso file with the ROMs included. Now, I could not achieve this. I don't know where the easy part comes in, but I could not figure out a way to get these ROMs inside the ISO file.
What kind of ROMs will it take? Are we talking old school arcade?
Really, or? Old arcade ROMs. Okay. I think. Like if you go back to like NES, I'm thinking it'll take it. For the most part, it took like Dig Dug and
yeah, Pac-Man, all those
Burger Time and Burger Time is such a cool.
Oh,
game.
I love that game.
And it took Donkey Kong and 1942 games like that.
Okay.
Yeah, but they were wicked. I mean, it had so many listed. Like, it has them listed already, and then it searches for them. You do this thing called Audit ROMs in the menu, and it searches through your... I think it searches through your hard drive. This is what I did to get it to work, kind of. I couldn't get the ROMs in the ISO file, but if you put a folder called ROMs on your C drive,
yeah,
like right at the root of the drive, and you boot into this installation CD, it'll find that ROMs folder.
Oh, hey.
And it'll pick them up from there. But I couldn't get it to work still. Like, I don't know if my ROMs are bad or what, but I think I downloaded like 52 of them. It only recognized 10.
Ah.
Yeah, and then I tried to run Burger Time, and it just brought up this scrambled picture on the screen. Nothing happened.
Yeah, I've had that happen to me a few times when I'm running my SNES or NES ROMs.
Yeah, so I had just had to reboot. I don't know if it was a problem with the ROMs themselves or if it was a problem with Canopix MAME or what it was.
Or if it was both.
Yeah, but I pretty much gave up on it. I was like, dude, I don't really. I'll wait till they've got a stable release, because I think the one I downloaded was a beta
of,
like, Canopix MAME 2.3 or something.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
I
would explain
it
then.
I don't really know what it was. Might have been 2.3. Huh. But 1.3.
Okay.
1.3 beta 19, yeah. I downloaded it and did all that, and it just didn't.
Yeah, hopefully soon they'll have a well-together version of it that'll actually work.
Yeah, I really hope so.
That's a cool idea.
It really is, and I was totally looking forward to like taking it to school and booting it up and playing. I was like, yes, something to do.
Yeah, how big is the ISO?
It was only 129, I think. 129 megs.
Oh, okay.
So I could download it. I was so proud of myself. I was like, yes.
No fair access policy. Very good.
I know. I was like, yes, no having to burn it at school and bring it home.
Yeah, anything you see that you want, you just hold your breath as you look at the size of it.
I really do. I sit there, I'm like, please, 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 please.
Yeah.
I'm like, be less than 169. Be less than 169.
Fortunately okay. For you, it was.
Yeah, I know. I was very glad. One day, I will have everything and not have to worry about it.
Yeah, it is nice.
We'll have fiber running into our homes then.
Oh, I cannot wait. Well, never mind. I already have that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Mr. Fiber Kid.
Yeah, well, what can I say?
Yeah, I wish I had fiber. They're doing it in Korea right now, I think.
In the just average homes?
I believe so. I think I heard somewhere about Korea doing it.
Huh.
Testing
interesting.
It. I think they were testing. Well, testing usually means they're not far away from doing it, or they are very far away, and they just want you to be excited.
Yeah, giving us hope.
Yeah, it's like they're testing broadband over power lines, and I'm like, heck yeah, and then they're like, never mind, it's never going to work.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, thanks. Like, they've been talking about this for years, broadband going over power lines, but it's such a noisy environment in electrical lines, you know? They cannot
keep the speed
very high.
That'd be like tossing a piece of meat into a blender and expecting it to come out whole on the other end.
Pretty much. That's the way it is. And I was so excited because I was like, yes, I might not have to rely on satellite for much longer. And they just totally just disappointed me.
So have they dropped the project completely or what?
No, they're still working on it, but everybody in the, you know, is saying that by the time they get this thing working, we'll have it run in some other way.
Yeah.
They'll have like WiMAX eventually.
Somewhere else, working. some other way that's exactly as efficient.
Yeah, pretty much. Or that more people will have cable, I don't know.
WiMAX is probably the way.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because it can go like forever.
Yeah, whole entire city blocks.
I know.
And not like 802.11b or G says.
Yeah.
Because they say 1,000 meters, but you're only going to get that in laboratory tests.
Yeah, if you're like in this huge warehouse with no walls and no metal and...
No interference or blocking whatsoever.
Yeah, one of those huge antennas pointing straight at your laptop.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
But, oh well, one day.
Yeah, so I'm just waiting on the fiber, man.
Yeah.
What else we got on the list, Lando?
Let's see. Intel says photonics light, the way of the to faster chips.
Oh, yes, it is.
And
I'm ready for those chips, man.
What? I didn't really get a chance to read over that too much, but what is that about?
It's saying that they're going to try and put light rather than electrons and stuff to carry information in a processor.
Oh, okay.
And you know, light travels wicked fast. So, how fast does light travel, Landon?
186,000 miles per second.
I knew you knew that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Landon knows that.
I
knew it, too. I was just testing you.
Right.
I knew it was 180-something.
Because the way processors are going right now, transistors will get so small that the electrical current won't be able to travel through it good enough because there just won't be any room.
Oh, really?
So it'll just pass right through it instead of stopping it at all the little currents it needs to.
Oh, wow.
So.
That's interesting.
So that they're designing this, and apparently they're still working on a... my mind's blank. Computing with atoms, what's that called?
Oh, yeah, quantum?
Quantum computing.
Yeah.
I guess this wouldn't be the same thing, then.
Nah, this is photonics. I think it's different.
Okay.
I don't really know. I'm not real up on all of this, but they're just saying light is the way to faster chips.
Yeah.
Which, that makes sense to me. Electrons, light, makes, you know, works.
Replace, kind of like replacing copper wiring with the normal Ethernet cables and going to fiber. Got a lot more speed. Things go a lot faster and go a lot longer. Kind of the same thing with the processor. Faster speed, smaller sizes.
Exactly. And you know, they're getting crazy with these processors anyway, because they're doing, like, dual core and stuff now.
Yeah.
How does those run? Have you checked into any of them?
Nah, not really.
I know Tom's Hardware had an article on it just recently. They were testing AMD's dual core versus Intel's dual core.
Yeah.
I didn't really read up on it, but I thought it was pretty interesting.
Everything's advancing so fast, you just get left behind.
I know. I mean, if you look at the new Xbox is running PowerPC with 3 cores.
Yeah.
It's like, holy crap, when is it going to end?
I know
that it runs, like, faster than hyper-threading. Like, it's more efficient than hyper-threading.
Yeah.
Because rather than trying to pretend to be two processors, it's actually
two processors. Yeah, it actually is. It's kind of all thrown into one.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, I mean, that's really cool. I would get one. I don't know if 64-bit's the way to go if you're going to get dual-core.
Or if you have a 64-bit dual core.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Then you're at the pinnacle of existence right there.
Yeah, all-in-one processor.
Yeah.
Man, it gives you so many options when you buy a new computer now.
Yeah.
You got, like, do you want 64-bit? Do you want 32-bit? Do you want dual core? Do you want just a one core?
Need to pick up a copy of a Windows XP 64-bit one day.
Yeah, you do. You should do some tests and stuff with this.
Yeah, right? I would love to. Believe me.
I don't know how it runs. I mean, when it first came out with the beta test and everything, everybody's like, it's not really that impressive. But I don't know, once they finally got it done, how it runs.
I've heard that it's about half and half. About half the people that have done it have had just nothing but success.
Yeah.
There's no failures whatsoever. But the other half have been kind of iffy on drivers and stuff. A lot of games won't play. A lot of applications won't load right. Hey, even Windows crashes sometimes.
Well, Windows crashes sometimes anyway.
Well, more so than normal for XP.
I can't wait till I get my first red screen of death on Longhorn. Have you heard about those?
No, I haven't.
Instead of blue screens, they've got red screens now.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah, red screen of death. Like, that makes you feel any better.
Huh.
it's like your computer just exploded, bleeding all over your screen.
Well...
That's what it makes me think about. I'm like, wow, my computer just really died. Red is such a morbid color to use for, like, screens of death.
Yeah, for something like that it is.
Yeah, I would totally use blue. It's kind of like, okay, your computer just died, but you have hope.
That blue is just the way it needs to be. I mean, that's what yeah. We've made fun of for years.
I know. Now we got to change everything. Now you get, like, RSODs instead of BSODs.
BSODs are a lot better.
Yes, they are. And, I always loved how the blue screen of death, whenever you got one, it always said, press any key to continue, and you press it, and nothing ever happens.
Or it just flashes and pops it back up again.
Yeah, I've never had a blue screen of death where anything happened. I think the one time I hit it again, it brought up the desktop, but no icons, no taskbar, couldn't control alt delete or anything.
Explorer like, crashed, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what is this? It even says, like, control alt delete. You hit control alt delete, nothing ever happens.
It only worked on, Windows 95 and 98 and ME.
I know.
Because now, you can hit Control-Delete all you want, and all it will do is bring up the Task Manager.
Yeah, I know. Never, ever, ever works.
But, oh well.
It's useless. They need, like, a new one that actually, like, totally reboots the machine.
Somebody will find a little tweak to make the red screen blue.
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
There's a screensaver now you can get that does a blue screen of death.
Oh, I know. I so put funny. One of those on one of my old computers one time. It looked pretty real, too.
Yeah, I know. It,
so, hey.
The one I got, you actually had to click to get it to go away.
Oh, yeah, there was a little, like, spot up in the corner you had to click.
Yeah, you couldn't just move the mouse, so everybody who sees it freaks out.
I think it's real. Restart hitting the power button or something.
Yeah, that would totally suck, though. Like, if you were just, like, you left it and somebody else came in, didn't know you had that screensaver, and they just reset your computer.
Oh, yeah.
That would totally suck, because you'd lose all your information.
That'd be a blast for offices, though.
Oh, man, I know. That would be so great.
That is why I will be fired from my first job.
You were fired from your first job.
That is why I will be fired from my first real job.
What did you do to get fired from your first job?
Set a piece of paper on fire.
In the store?
Yes, in the store.
On the counter?
Not on the counter, behind it.
Ah, behind the counter.
I mean, it's GameStop. What are you going to do on a slow day?
In the mall, of all places.
Well, I didn't see a problem with it.
Oh, man. Did you get a chance to look at the top 10 games of 2005, according to Tom's Hardware?
Yeah, I did.
I'm a few of them I recognize. I think they're right, but most of them I just, like, have no desire to play whatsoever.
Elder Scrolls, number one. That I completely agree with.
Yeah, Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion. That is the one I'm waiting on. That is the whole reason I will be buying an Xbox 360.
Not just because it's a completely awesome gaming system, but because this marvelous sequel, I guess, to one of the greatest RPGs of all time, is coming out at the end of this year.
Oh, yes, and I will be playing it.
Oh.
Morrowind, Elder Scrolls 3 was the reason I bought an Xbox to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, so the next one will be a reason I'll buy an Xbox 360. They said they have 1,000 different creatures in this game.
That's crazy.
1,000. And the AI is so sophisticated. Like, the people actually go on about their day without you even being there. Like, they said that they actually gossip with each other. If you see one person across the street, and then another person walks over and they talk to each other, you could have talked to that person before, they didn't know anything. But after they talk to another person, they opens up a new line of conversation with them.
Oh, wow.
Because the other person told them about something. It's awesome.
Then
I'm
again,
so
Fable claimed to do that, too.
Yeah, Fable.
And we all know that was complete rubbish.
Yeah, so I'm getting the Fable The Lost Chapters, though, for PC.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I'm totally getting it.
But, I mean, still, I hope Oblivion does it right.
Yeah, they will. I mean, we're guaranteed to get, what, dirty disk errors every 5 minutes again?
Hopefully not.
Hopefully Bethesda learned their lesson on that one.
Hopefully you don't open your map and crash the game.
Yeah. You always have to look at the ground.
Yeah.
Look at the ground when you open your map so it doesn't, like, freak the system out.
Look at something with no draw distance and no texture.
Exactly. Then you'll be okay.
Well.
Yeah. But
that's what legends are made of, though.
What else is on this list? Number two was Shadow of Colossus. Shadow of the Colossus.
That looks good, but I don't know. I don't think that deserves to be on the list.
I didn't even know what it was.
Sequel to a... wonderful. My mind goes completely blank.
That one game that you played that one time?
PlayStation,
something?
I don't believe this.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's Shadow of the Colossus. It's not important.
Age of Empires 3, I hadn't really heard about that much.
Me neither. I don't really play Age of Empires. I'm not a strategy game guy. I can't stand strategy games. They test my patience too much.
The first two were remarkably good, though.
Were they? Did you play them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got some experience with the whole Age of Empires.
I mean, the company, they've made them all good, so, I mean, they're going to do this one right, so I have no doubt that should be on the list.
Yeah, I'm sure it deserves to be on the list, because everybody loves it. I'm just not a big strategy game guy.
Yeah, I'm not anymore. That was back in the day.
Yeah, the one I am excited about is number four, The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess.
That, yeah.
That game looks so bad, it makes me so glad I have a GameCube.
Yeah, well, finally my GameCube might see some action.
Yeah, my sister actually has my GameCube playing Monkey Ball at the moment.
Oh.
I don't even like Monkey Ball, don't even want to go there.
Yeah.
But Legend of Zelda is going to be awesome, because Wind Waker, I keep calling it Wind Waker, you got me on that now.
Yes.
The Wind Waker was not fun to me.
Rubbish.
It was still Zelda, but it was ugly. It was all swirly and cartoony. I wanted this bad Zelda, like they showed on the demo when they first brought out the GameCube.
Yeah.
And they had that awesome demo where Link and Ganondorf were fighting each other.
He looked like Link from Soul Calibur.
Oh my gosh, they look so awesome. And then they come out with this garbage Wind Waker that looks like he's a little kid, he's cel-shaded. It just disappointed me so much.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, what? Come on.
And it was rumored to begin with they're going to be releasing this new one along with another cel-shaded Zelda.
Yeah, I thought this one was the rumor of the cel-shade of another Wind Waker 2.
Okay.
And then they totally just blew everybody's mind and brought out Twilight Princess.
That very good move.
I was like, man, they had me thinking there was going to be another Wind Waker and then they bring out this. And there's a few more games on this list that I have never heard of.
Okami, Hellgate, yeah. London, the movies.
Nintendogs. I have no desire to even look at a game called Nintendogs. Yeah, it's a game for the DS where you have dogs and you take care of them. It's kind of like a mix between Tamagotchi and something else.
And I can't even think of any other games that...
Yeah, okay, it is Tamagotchi with dogs.
Just kind of revamped.
Yeah, because of this touchscreen thing, you can, like, pet them and stuff, I'm guessing. I don't know, I don't want a virtual dog, I have a real dog, and I don't need that one, so...
I'm sure it's going to be good, but there's got to be something coming out better than that.
I know, why is that number 9?
Xbox 360 number 7, like the actual console launch?
Yeah.
That should be pushed up to, like, number 2 or 3.
I know.
But, I mean, I haven't checked out Okami or Hellgate London yet,
me
so
neither. I haven't heard anything about them. I mean, I don't know, Tom's Hardware, I don't know where they get this stuff, but, you know, I mean, it might actually be good games that are just underrated or we're not looking at right now.
Yeah, under the radar.
Kind of like Harvest Moon, you know, nobody ever talked about it, but it was such a cool game.
Oh, yes, it
not
was.
Not the GameCube, but back in the 64, you know.
And speaking of, there's going to be a new version of the latest GameCube Harvest Moon, made specifically for girls.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
So, I saw a little box for it at EB a few days ago.
Oh, wow.
So, apparently, they're taking pre-orders for that now.
That's intriguing.
Yeah.
It almost makes you want to get it, doesn't it?
Well...
Not really.
It's exactly the same game, but instead of a guy, you play a girl.
Oh.
But, I mean, hey.
It took them long enough to come out with it. It's been 6 months since Harvest Moon came out already.
Dude, that's been a year.
Has it been a year?
Yeah, like...
I was just thinking, I was like, wow, it has been a long time.
Because you were up here in May, and then you got it up here.
Yeah.
And been out, like, about a month or so.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's been over a year.
They really took a long time just to put a new character model in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, they had to change a lot of things. Like, you know, I guess you can date guys instead of girls.
Yeah, it could have just kind of switched places, though. and change text, but hey.
I don't know. I mean, that's cool. If there's a new story, that's great. I love Harvest Moon. I couldn't play it that long because it just got so tedious.
Yeah. Harvest Moon 64, by far the best ever.
That was the best one.
Played it for months.
It was even better when I got a Game Shark and could, like, load up infinite money and stuff.
Yeah, infinite lumber. Just do anything you want.
Oh, that was great. Infinite chicken feed, man. That's where it was at. That chicken feed cost a lot of money.
Yeah, it did.
So you just run in there. It just got tedious once you get 8 cows and sheep. It's like, this is too much to do every single day.
Although the greenhouse for your plants was the coolest thing ever.
That was, because time didn't pass in there.
And then nothing ever damaged it except for the random typhoon.
Yeah, typhoon knocked it down.
But still, I mean,
$30,000 building. Typhoon comes along, knocks it down.
All that time gone.
I know. All your vegetables you had in there.
Well.
If you have infinite money, don't worry.
Yeah, but still. When you played it real, that was a horrible thing.
Yes, it was. But you know, overall, I think this list is fine. What's Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories? What's that, the PSP?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's for the PSP.
I'm probably mistaken, but it's probably just a GTA 3 for PSP.
It wouldn't surprise me. I would figure that makes sense to me.
But, I mean, it's hard to tell.
Have you played San Andreas yet?
No, I haven't. I've heard nothing but good about it.
Me too. I've heard so many good things about that game.
Like, it's practically an RPG. There's so much stuff you do.
I know. I really want to get it.
It's out for PC now, so I think I will.
And Xbox.
Yeah.
I think I'd get the PC version, though, because the PC version, you can get all the mods.
Yeah, they had the...
That's where it's at. That's the whole reason I got it for PC, like Grand Theft Auto 3 and Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
For Vice City, they had a mod that you could play online.
Oh, really?
I mean, that was just sweet.
Wow.
It was buggy, but and when it didn't crash, it was awesome.
Yeah. I actually lost my Play CD for that game. I've got the install CD, but I don't have a clue where my Play CD is.
That sucks.
Yeah. The coolest mod for that game, to me, like the car mods, was the DeLorean from Back to the Future 2.
Yeah.
That car was so awesome. Whoever designed that thing, it looked so good.
I personally like changing character models.
Yeah, that was fun, too.
Just changes anything.
I changed it to Bender from Fruit
Yeah. That was
so
the best.
Cool. You had to hack it like crazy to get it to go, but I mean, once you got it working, it was awesome.
It was real nice.
Oh, man, I love that. I was, like, running around, like, setting people on fire as Bender, and I was like, wow!
Yeah, that's cool.
It was so fun. I've been playing Simpsons Hit and Run, speaking of Grand Theft Auto-like games.
Oh, hey. How is that?
It's fun. It's really fun. I mean, some of the dialogue gets very repetitive, you know, because you can only hear Homer say things like, stupid like a fox, so many times. But, I mean, it's very fun. The first times you hear the things they say, it'll crack you up.
Huh.
Just because it's The Simpsons, it's just hilarious.
How long is it?
It's fairly long. I mean, I didn't realize it, but after you finish all the missions that go along with the story, like, they have story missions and they have fake missions, you know, the random side quests.
Yeah.
And I was playing all the story missions and didn't realize that once I finished them, I would move to another level.
Okay.
And so I wanted to actually go and play all the side missions that I'd missed.
Okay.
So the second level, you play as Bart, so I'm Bart right now. And I'm driving around doing all the secondary missions so I don't have to worry about, you know, I don't have to miss anything.
Yeah.
Do those first and then go do the story.
Oh, okay.
But it's really cool. I mean, it's a pretty fun game. The cars drive awesome.
Yeah, I heard it was just really good.
Yeah, it's hard to look at first because you see all the colors everywhere and you think, man, this game is so not textured. But when you think about it, it's a cartoon. They don't texture the cartoon anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, it throws you off, you're like, man, these are crappy graphics, but then after a while you just get immersed in the whole world of the cartoon, you know?
Yeah, there was a Simpsons game that came out right before that one.
Yeah,
but it sucked
that
pretty bad.
Road Rage.
Yeah.
That was like Crazy Taxi.
That was pretty dumb. But I heard nothing but good about this new one.
This one was good. You remember that game for the Nintendo? Like, it was like, the Simpsons, Bart was like saving the world from aliens? You might not have been able to play it. Yeah, I know a lot of kids couldn't play that game.
It didn't matter.
Oh, really?
But
I know you probably couldn't watch the show back in the day.
Stupid.
When you were 8. Yeah, I didn't watch the show when I was 8, but I got the game. And, like, rode the skateboard and everything. It was a cool game.
I don't.
It was very hard.
Only Simpsons game I remember is the one for arcade.
Oh, yeah.
Played
man,
that
game
so much.
Man, I used $10 on that game.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so cool. I was actually playing with a bunch of people, and we were towards the end, and I lost all my quarters, and I was like, go get me more change. I handed somebody like $5.
Oh, wow.
I was like, get me more change. We beat it.
Yeah,
it
yeah, great. I beat it once, too.
I think everybody has beat that game at least once.
Yeah.
It was around for like 10 years, and every random arcade you walked in, you'd see The Simpsons.
Yeah, the skating rink for me is every time I played it.
Yeah, the skating rink was where I beat it at, but they had one in Athens, Georgia when I lived there. And we played that a lot, too.
Yeah.
I never beat it there, but we played it there.
Okay.
It was fun, man.
Yeah, that was an awesome game.
I always liked to play as Bart.
Yeah, I was always Marge, because you had the vacuum.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
That's great. That was such a cool game. It reminded me of, like, the Ninja Turtles arcade game.
Yeah. That was
so fun.
An equally awesome game as well.
Yeah.
A lot better, I think.
Games like that anymore.
Huh?
Everything's a fighting game or, like, a dancing game. Or some kind of weird river rafting game.
It's interactive crap.
Yeah, they don't just have your joystick and your buttons and your arcade game. You know, like you're running through the city and breaking stuff.
Yeah.
Everything's fighting now, or racing. I want some innovative, like, awesome Ninja Turtles-like game.
Go to Japan.
Yeah, I know. Japan has some wicked cool
games.
In
abundance there.
I know. They got everything. They actually have a game where you play guitar.
Oh, I know. They've got
I
so
saw
many
Lost in Translation. I think
they've got so many random games.
Oh man,
none that make any sense too.
I know they're all just really, really weird.
But hey,
I want to play them though.
Yeah, so do I.
I'd go in a minute.
One day I will. That
I know you will.
That I swear.
I want to go with you.
Oh, gladly.
Let me know.
Believe me, I will.
Oh, what else is on here? Oh, for anybody who uses iPod or X for Mac. You know, all you 2% of computer users out there. Well, I guess it doesn't really matter, because iPod or XP is the Windows version of iPod or X is coming out soon.
Oh, good.
It's going to be really cool, because I know that supports BitTorrent download. So if you know of any podcasts that use BitTorrent to distribute their stuff.
Like This Week in Tech?
Yeah, like This Week in Tech. I know I don't know of any that do it, that do BitTorrent right now, any podcasting clients. I use iPodder, but that doesn't do it, so I have to go and manually download.
Yeah.
For Twit.
Huh,
but,
okay.
But iPod or XP was demoed at GnomeDex this week. And GnomeDex was put on by Microsoft and Chris Perillo. And they were doing this, it was a media expo. I don't know if it's over yet, but from what I think it is. Because I think it was just a few days.
Yeah, probably.
But they went and they showed off, I think the people who made iPod or X showed off iPod or XP. And it looked really cool from what I understand.
Good.
And they just, it was a big a podcasting kind of deal, I guess. There was a lot of stuff there, just, you know, independent media stuff.
Good, good.
Yeah, I would go to that, man. That'd be fun.
Because I've heard that. That was a really awesome thing.
Yeah.
Every year there's new cool stuff there.
Yeah. They do GnomeDex every year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I remember happening the past few years. I believe that might have been something else that Chris Perillo did, but GnomeDex sounds really familiar.
Yeah. That sounds so cool.
Yeah.
I would go. I like Chris Perillo.
He's the man.
I mean, I like him. I think he's cool. He used to bug me on Call for Help and stuff, like his voice and everything, but after a while, I'm like, Chris Perillo's cool, man.
And then he left, and that sucked.
Yeah, I know. But Leo took over, so that was cool.
Yeah, still.
Because I like Leo, but Leo left the screensaver, so you lost that. But then Kevin took over his spot, and Kevin's cool.
But it just, everything changed.
Yeah, and then it all just went down the hill.
Stupid.
I mean, I was cool with Kevin and Alex, but after that, screensavers was just nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not the show it used to be, which they said it wasn't supposed to be.
But still,
I wanted it to be what it was supposed to be.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Exactly, and it wasn't broke. It was doing great, but Comcast just wanted to take it in a different direction, or G4 wanted to take it in a different direction.
Stupid G4.
Oh, well, you know, we've got our system and Twit and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's still lingering around there in pieces. Have you watched From the Shadows? That's a good show.
Not since the Saberology video.
Oh, yeah. That was cool, man.
Yeah, that was.
Kid actually practicing Jediism. I guess you call it Jediism.
That was kind of sad, but hey, the video of him, like, doing everything that he does was awesome.
Yeah, he was actually, like, a sword master in, like, 5 different styles.
That's cool.
Yeah, go to Saberology.com if you want to see his lightsabers and stuff, because they're really cool.
Do you know if they've updated the site any? Because last time there wasn't really much there.
There's just a bunch of pictures. He listed prices, which kind of make you want to be sick. The price is like $350 for a lightsaber.
But it's well worth it, because you can actually, like, practice fighting with those.
Yeah, you can actually duel with them. They're called dual sabers because you can't call them lightsabers, I guess, because of licensing issues.
Yeah.
But they light up really cool, and you can fight with them. Not like the master effects that you use, and you have to, like, put them away.
Very
you
durable.
You can swing them around in the air, but it don't touch anything with them.
Very durable.
Yeah, so these, I think, it's and the hilt actually fits in your hand right. I know the master effects ones, or master replicas ones, just, they're kind of big.
Yeah, a little bulky.
Yeah, and these are pretty much just the size you'd see in the movie.
Replicas.
Yeah, they're really, really cool.
Yeah, those were very awesome.
Yeah, so go watch From the Shadows. I think you can go to fromtheshadows.tv.
Yeah.
It's a good show. I like it.
Yeah, so do I.
I think it was done by, I know Yoshi is in it. Yoshi from the screensaver.
Is he in it, or did he just help produce it?
He was in one.
Okay.
He showed off a PSP mod.
Okay.
Which is, like, crazy popular. Everybody is modding PSPs for stuff.
They're so easy.
Yeah, they're loading up, like, NES things, and, like, they're making the Wi-Fi work better.
Yeah, a lot better.
Oh, my gosh. They, like, test... That's what the mod was that they did on the From the Shadows.
Yeah.
Was extending the distance.
And I saw in a PSP.IGN... They're releasing download content now.
Oh, are
yep.
they?
Wow. I think Wipeout's what I saw, but definitely more to come from that area then.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I won't get a PSP, I don't think, because I don't really... I'm not a portable gamer. I just don't play games if I'm not at my house.
Yeah.
But the things they're doing with them are really amazing.
I'll get one probably... Maybe before Christmas, but probably around... Well, no. Xbox for Christmas.
Yeah, Xbox coming out for Christmas.
What am I saying? I'll have that the day it comes out. But still.
Okay, good. You have to have this stuff, because I have to play with it when I go see...
Oh, I know. You're always here to leech off my new technology.
I know. I need you for your game.
So come up here and play on my computer.
Oh, I want to see it. You still haven't sent me pictures.
I didn't even take... Oh, I've got so many pictures waiting to send you, just... off the topic.
Oh, okay.
So I'll get them out in a little while.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You send me pictures.
I will.
All right. I got one awesome website that I want to talk about.
Go for it.
For people who have ever dealt with, like, tech support and stuff, you really need to check out this website called Computer Stupidities. You will die laughing at this stuff. They've got, like, articles of just people who can't use a computer, who think they know what they're doing and don't know what they're doing, and it's just, you read these stories and it's hilarious. They've got some that are about, like, people calling tech support and the person calling actually knows more than the tech support guy does.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny. I was, like, reading all these and, like, somebody was calling up because they couldn't get their router to work, and they said that they couldn't get on their cable internet. They couldn't get on the network, and they were checking their IP and stuff, and they were getting a 169.254. Which we all know, us networking kind of guys, know that that's an IPIPA address. And it's automatically, your computer automatically picks it up whenever it can't get an address from a DHCP server.
Yeah.
So he calls up this place and he's like, hey, I can't get on your network. I need to make sure that everything's right on your end. And the guy was like, okay, let's do this stuff. And he's like, no, I already checked everything. I can't ping anywhere. I'm kind of stuck, and I'm getting a 169.254. And the guy was like, oh, I see what your problem is. And then the guy calling was like, yeah, I can't, you're not sending me an IP. And he was like, no, sir, you're using a Mac. And the guy was like, what? And he was like, it's like, wait, no, I'm using a Dell. It's a Pentium 2. It's fine. And he's like, no, sir, that's a Mac IP. You're using a Mac. And I was like, oh my gosh, how do they trade these people?
That's ridiculous.
169.254 is a Mac IP? Ugh.
They don't give Macs and Intel computers different IP addresses.
I know, but the thing, he was calling tech support for his ISP, and they told him he was using a Mac IP.
Huh.
When anybody who knows anything about networking knows that that's a self-assigned IP address.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And I mean, there's tons of them that go along that same line of thinking. They've got, like, stupid tech support, stupid salesmen. They've got, like, hardware problems that people have.
Yeah.
Stuff that just really stupid. So I'll post a link on the show notes on the website for you guys to check it out. It's just hilarious.
So much random stuff that people just do not know how to do.
Oh, I know. It really kills me. I mean, there's some stuff that the salesmen say that have convinced people not to shop at the store they were at.
Yeah.
Because they overheard a salesman saying something about a computer that was totally wrong. I can't come up with any of them off my head, but they were great.
Yeah, a guy in the guild I'm in Warcraft, somebody sold him DDR2 RAM. And he even told them that his motherboard didn't have DDR2 at all.
Oh, really?
And the guy was like, oh, no, not a problem. They're the same. So.
Oh, really?
So people do suck.
And you wonder why people like us can't get jobs in the computer industry. Oh. It's like, okay, who do you have working in there?
Makes me sick.
It's really sad.
Oh, well.
Oh, but anyway. I guess that's about it.
Yeah.
I'm running through here, overlooking anything. I think that's about it for the show today.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that was good. We had a lot of good stuff this week.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, email us at StephenLando@gmail.com and if you got any feedback, any questions, comments, whatever, because we'll take them.
Or you can go to our forums, snlforum.myfreebb.com.
Yeah, or there's a link off our website as well.
Yep, as well.
Yeah, so you can do that. And yeah, so we'll see you guys next week.
Yep, will do.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you later.
Have a great week.
All right, bye.
Bye.